waker, dreamer, and deep sleeper. Every human being passes through the waking, dream, and deep sleep states. The pure consciousness is the substratum of them all. When the consciousness functions through the gross body, it takes the form of the waker, Vishwa in Sanskrit. The waker experiences the waking world. When the consciousness functions through the subtle body, it becomes the dreamer, Taijasa. The dreamer experiences the dream world. And functioning through the causal body, the consciousness turns into the deep sleeper, Prajna. The deep sleeper enjoys sound sleep free from thought, desire, and action. Thus, the one consciousness identifying with the three bodies manifests as the microcosm, the waker, dreamer, deep sleeper, Vishwa, Taijasa, Prajna. You go through the waking, dream, and deep sleep all your life, but at any time you assume only one of the three personalities. You are either a waker or a dreamer or a deep sleeper. When you take the position of a waker, the waker goes through the experiences of the waking world. The waker treats the waking world as real and rejects the dream world as unreal, a mere illusion. Again, when you take up the position of a dreamer, the dreamer treats the dream world as real. To the dreamer, the waking world and all that goes with it do not exist. So both the waker and the dreamer experience a relative reality as long as each is confined to his respective realm of experience. But the moment he crosses the boundary of his world, its reality is lost. Yet, both the waker and the dreamer emphatically assert that his world is absolutely real. Janaka was a king imbued with spiritual wisdom. One night he dreamt he was a beggar. He woke up from the shocking dream and summoned his counselors. To them he posed his famous question, "Am I King Janaka who dreamt that I was a beggar? Or am I the beggar now dreaming that I am a king?" The counselors were confused and did not know what the king meant. So they brought in the sage Ashtavakra to answer the question. The sage gave these pearls of wisdom to the king. "You are neither King Janaka nor the beggar. You are the Supreme Self, Atman. In the waking state now the self has assumed the form of the king. A while ago, in the dream, the self had become the beggar. At another time, it will take the form of deep sleeper. You are not the waker, dreamer, or deep sleeper. You are the self." So it is with everyone. You are the Supreme Self, Atman, God. You are pure consciousness, the supreme consciousness passing through the gross, subtle and causal bodies assumes the forms of the limited waker, dreamer and deep sleeper. Just as colorless water appears green, blue or yellow when seen through those colored glasses, so do you see the self limited through these bodies. What a blunder you make of yourself to believe you are the waker, dreamer, or deep sleeper. Never do you recognize yourself in its pristine glory. The self that lies unconditioned beyond the three bodies. To discover your real self, you must transcend the limitation of your material equipments. Drop your identification and attachment with them through spiritual practices. You then attain your supreme being, the state of God consciousness, known as Turiya. Turiya in Sanskrit means fourth. You reach the fourth state, the transcendental, beyond the three mundane states. The consciousness is the substratum of the microcosm and macrocosm as well. When the consciousness functions through the aggregate of all gross bodies, it expresses as Virat, cosmic waker. The same functioning through the aggregate of all subtle bodies expresses as Hiranyagarbha, cosmic dreamer, and through the aggregate of all causal bodies as Ishvara, cosmic deep sleeper. The combination of these cosmic expressions is the macrocosm. The microcosm and macrocosm together form the world. If the microcosm is likened to a drop of water, the macrocosm would be the ocean. But the drop and ocean are water. He who understands water in the drop understands water in the ocean. Water everywhere. Likewise, he who realizes the self within realizes the self in one and all, the all-pervading being, discovers the consciousness around which the microcosm and macrocosm revolve. He attains spiritual enlightenment.